Happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Braccio.
Oh, happy Valentine's to you, to your wife, and certainly to Whitney there and your full team. Yes, this is a great day.
Dr. Braccio, I wanted to ask you about personal responsibility. When we think about what happened to Whitney Houston, there had to be people who knew of the challenges that she had with addiction. And if someone like that, that close to me died, I'd be in to see you because I'd have a problem with it if I kept quiet. What do you think our responsibility is, and people who may have anxiety about helping people deal with that, or maybe losing someone because they weren't proactive enough?
Well, a couple things. Based on the history that I see with her, you know, besides her spectacular talent, of course, and working with substance abuse persons for decades, Tony, the power of addiction is astonishing. If you have the wrong chemical makeup and you get into drugs that just hit that bingo, the power of attraction, it's just overwhelming. It's really hard to imagine if a person isn't addicted. I'm sure many people have tried to help her, family members, you know, friends, whoever it might. I'm not trying to minimize what people might have done, but if anybody has really been involved with a person that has severe substance abuse problems, they will tell you, you try to do your best, you try to give advice, you try to do what you can, and even when the person one time, two times, three times, four times, 100 times, seems clean as can be, all of a sudden they're back. So I say this in sensitivity to people that loved and cared for her and probably did do a lot. They might have tried something, they always might have, but and when you live in a life you could have, should have, might have, ought have, it's pretty tough to judge yourself too harshly when a person has really severe substance abuse problems.
Do most of the people you deal with, are they able to beat this? Is it 50-50?
Boy, I wouldn't even say it's that high. When you get into the heroin and you get into the meth and you get into the cocaine, you can get over it. A lot of people do. Don't hear me wrong, but I wouldn't want to put it. I wouldn't want to put it that high. I wouldn't want to put an exact number because that's not what I do all the time. Okay, you just can't be in my work and not deal with people with pretty severe substance abuse problems periodically, which overall adds up to many. But I would say that the recidivism is just, it's amazing. Many go to jail because then they will get involved in stealing, they'll get involved in buying and then selling and getting in trouble for that. And another thing, severe substance abuse, the person becomes another person. They lie, they're totally out of character. And if you haven't run into much of that, you're fortunate, Tony.
How do you help them beat it?
You just try to give advice. You try to make resources available. But you can't make people do what they choose not to do. So you can't really approach substance abuse logically, because you can have meetings. You can get into reality. You can put people in long-term substance abuse settings. And I don't want to say everyone fails, but it is amazing, to me anyway, when you think a person is clean, you're talking to them, they look to be doing fine in life, they're moving forward, and then all of a sudden, they're back. You can't make a decision for someone. You can help them, you can advise them, you can make resources available, but you have to be with someone 24 hours a day, and that's really not possible.